Where did you go? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
All right. Are we ready?
Ready.
Great. I'm joined now by a very special guest and controversial figure, Attorney General Barr. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Roseanne, I want to jump right in and start with perhaps the most obvious topic. Justin Bieber recently put out a new album, and you have gone on record to state you don't find it as strong as his old stuff. Do you stand by that?
This could be, at the very least, gross incompetence.
Speaking of gross and incontinent, Donald Trump has been tweeting like a and you have come under intense scrutiny by those who believe you have allowed him to influence your decision to have federal prosecutors revise their sentencing recommendation for his friend Roger Stone.
I wouldn't say that, but as I say, I think it's in everyone's interest to allow the Department of Justice to do its work.
Some people think he needs a big boy timeout and perhaps to have his Twitter account suspended until he can behave himself. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think we need to do anything that radical. I do, you know, I think we can deal with it without throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Speaking of throwing out babies, the impeachment trial of Donald Trump has ended with an acquittal, and it seems only to have emboldened Donald. I mean, he's now doing whatever he wants, interfering in criminal cases, firing key witnesses, farting constantly in the Oval Office and blaming it on Melania.
Well, you know, I don't want to say anything that would suggest that I agree or have concluded that.
Lord, this bitch done lost his mind. Think it's worse than ever. Out of his mind, out of his mind. Presidents are supposed to be impartial, fair, and measured. And also kind, they should be kind. But Trump, he presidents like nobody else. Nobody else, nobody else. Donald Trump, he only plays by rules he wrote himself. He tells himself,
he tells himself.
One, ignore the law, pretend the Constitution isn't there anymore.
Two,
stick up for thugs no matter what they're guilty of.
Three,
pick up the phone and pressure foreign governments to win your elections. Till Republicans let you do it all again.
There are no rules for Donald. There are no rules for Donald. He can do anything at all. He's got his party by the balls.
Thought that this impeachment might actually fix him.
I believe that the president has learned.
Good luck with that.
Clinton learned his lesson and it wiped out Richard Nixon.
Just go ask Pat, just go ask Pat.
But Trump, he's got no morals, so he tells himself.
What the hell?
Do what you wanna do.
One,
attack veterans and decorate your homophobic chauvinist friends.
Two,
start World War III, then blame it all on Hillary.
Three,
deny that you wear makeup and then wear a lot of makeup if you want to. And when it's on your skin, girl, don't even blend it in.
More than 1,000 former Justice Department officials are calling on Attorney General William Barr this morning to resign. They accuse him of doing President Trump's personal bidding.
He learned his lesson. I guess it was do as you please.
There are no rules for Donald.
There are no rules for Donald. He's driving Trump.
trunk and these monkeys just hand him the key.
I can stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any bones.
Make up the facts or spin them so you don't look like a crook in a hack. Two, go march for life and then put on a condom when you cheat on your wife. Three, set your cronies free and use the DOJ like it's your private attorney. Since they don't give a shit, you can get away with it.
There are no rules for Donald.
President Trump interfered in the case of Roger Stone.
There are no rules for Donald. Well,
President Trump has begun his revenge.
He can do anything at all. There are no rules for Donald.
I believe that the president has learned.
He's got his party by the balls.
Did nothing wrong.
Oh, you're a lunatic.
Our great Pumpkin Loaf has had a hell of a week already. He is doing everything he can to obstruct justice again. Last night, he lashed out at the judge on the case against his friend and advisor, Roger Stone, who was convicted of lying to Congress and witness tampering. Earlier this week, he fired Lieutenant Colonel Vindman for testifying against him and fired his twin brother, who had nothing to do with any of this. He suggested today that the military should punish Vindman for the crime of testifying before Congress, I guess. But why do I get the feeling we're going to have to impeach this guy two more times before the election? He's going for a three-peach. It has never been done. Trump met with the president of Ecuador today, but almost all the questions were about this new crusade he's on to punish those who opposed him and make sure all his criminal friends get off the hook.
A man leaks classified information, highly classified. They give him 2 months. Roger Stone for doing, nobody even knows what he did. In fact, they said he intimidated somebody. That person said he had no idea he was going to jail for that. That person didn't want to press charges. They put him in for 9 years. It's a disgrace.
Everything is a disgrace. Donald Trump loves to disgrace us with his presence.
So the whistleblower is a disgrace to our country.
I call it impeachment light. It's a disgrace. Schiff is a crooked, he's a corrupt politician. And a disgrace.
Nancy Pelosi's a disgrace.
It's an absolute disgrace what they're doing to our country.
I think the whole thing with Biden is a disgrace.
What the Democrats did in the House was a disgrace.
I think it's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
What they put my family through is a disgrace.
How she got away with that is a disgrace. What's happened to San Francisco is a disgrace. What happened in Iowa is a disgrace.
It's a disgrace to our country.
It was a disgrace.
What a disgrace.
It's 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 a disgrace.
So it's really a great thing in some ways, but in other ways, it's a disgrace.
I'm actually, I guess, the chief law enforcement officer of the country.
Earlier this week, four prosecutors for the Justice Department resigned after Attorney General William Barr overruled them and said he would lower the 7 to 9 years of prison time they recommended for Trump's friend and former campaign advisor, Roger Stone, who is convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice. This came after Trump angrily tweeted that he thought Stone's sentence recommendation was unfair. Barr told ABC News today that he thinks it's time for the president to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases. In other words, he's like, listen, moron, how am I supposed to do your dirty work if you keep telling people about it? And some people are applauding him. I don't know. I think it's a PR move. If Barr did this without Trump's okay, if he went down and sat down with ABC News to say this without Trump's permission, he'd be covered in tweet vomit right now. He'd be covered in little orange fist marks all over his face. Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, is also speaking out. Last night in New Jersey, John Kelly defended the newly fired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified against the president, and criticized the president's position on many subjects, which is all well and good, but it's now a year since he left the White House. This is like a smoke detector that goes off after your house burns down.
I mean, the lesson I think that he has learned is I need to get all the bad people out of my administration, anybody who's not disloyal to me.
Right, and not bad as in they do bad things, but bad in that they will tell other people when I do bad things.
Yes, whistleblowers potentially, but also anybody who would testify against me or anybody who would theoretically not be 100% loyal. And so he has done all these things, you know, not just escorting people like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and his twin brother, who had nothing to do with it, escorting them off the White House grounds and other impeachment witnesses. But there was a guy who's the top policy guy at the Pentagon who privately had been saying, no, you need to release the money to Ukraine. The money was,
yeah.
He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't even make it public. But, like, he got fired. I mean, so anybody that gets in the way of what he wants to do, even if what he wants to do is against the law, he is now having them leave the administration, and he's trying to help people who have been loyal, like Roger Stone is a good example. He went after the prosecutors. He went after the judge. He went after the jury forewoman in the Roger Stone prosecution. He has this perception that prosecutors are bad and bad guys are good. Yeah. And
I'm starting to think? He might be a bad guy.
Donald Trump airing his grievances with the justice system for its treatment of Roger Stone, with intelligence officials for warning that Russia is trying to get him reelected, and for some reason with the Oscars from 2 weeks ago.
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about? Was it good? I don't know. You know, I'm looking for, like, where let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get, like, Gone with the Wind back, please?
Of course Trump loves Gone with the Wind. He likes his movies like he likes his rallies. Excruciatingly long, incredibly racist, and centered around a rich creep who leaves a woman crying in a mansion. Of course he likes it. It's so on brand.
From
to the USA. It's come from sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet. Homicidal bitchin' that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here, in the desert far away. Democracy is
leaving from
to the USA. To America.
first. The cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change. And it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way.
Democracy is leaving from
the USA.
From the
here if Trump suddenly announced that as of midnight tonight, every $10 and $20 bill is worthless. It would be complete mayhem, and then, of course, Republicans would defend it, the Supreme Court would uphold it, and within 2 weeks, people would be holding up signs denouncing money at Trump rallies, because that's the world we seem to live in now.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables, I love you.
President Trump's former White House doctor said he would put cauliflower in Trump's mashed potatoes in an effort to improve his diet. Of course, the hard part was getting the mashed potatoes into his bacon cheeseburger.
I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh.
Trump is abroad in India. There is one challenge for Trump in India, because Modi is a devoted vegetarian and plans to serve vegetarian food to the president. Oh, my God. We're going to war with India.
I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
Namaste, the pride of Gujarat, some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar as the great religious teacher Swami Vivekanand once said.
News, we're all gonna die. You see, today, top health officials issued dire warnings about the coronavirus, or COVID-19, as the kids call it. You vidden? Now, in a phone conference with reporters, one CDC official said, "We are asking the American people to prepare for the expectation that this might be bad."
You know, this morning, the president tweeted that the coronavirus is very much under control in the USA, which means we're in a lot of trouble. But, I mean, we just found out they had to trick him into eating vegetables. Do we really think he has a handle on the coronavirus?
This is like trying to control the wind. We will see serious problems here in the US, and no amount of political rhetoric will over-Trump the science of what we have here. There's a well-documented record of Donald Trump trying to bend science to his political will, though. Who can forget the president's Sharpie-altered map showing the path of Hurricane Dorian, headed for Alabama? Internal emails released after the storm had passed illustrate the alarm that created within the government agency responsible for issuing these warnings. NOAA's acting administrator, Neil Jacobs, wrote at the time, quote, "You have no idea how hard I'm fighting to keep politics out of science. The question today, will Congress demand answers from the government leaders who are today fighting to keep politics out of science with American lives at risk?"
The president of the United States has a new plan to stop the coronavirus. Have you heard? He says, just wait a couple months.
The virus. They're working hard. Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true.
This fall on CBS, schedule an appointment for Trump's Anatomy.
Doctor, he's going into cardiac arrest. We have to act now.
You know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat.
What people? Doctors?
He's flatlining. Well, you lost another one. Way to go.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
One man doesn't seem too worried, Donald Trump. During Monday's 1,000-point plummet, he tweeted, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart. Stock market's starting to look very good to me." Do not hire Donald Trump as your paramedic. "This patient looks very good to me. Well, at least his torso. I'll get back to you if we ever find his limbs. Also, I'm hearing some awesome things about this Harvey Weinstein guy getting a lot of free publicity lately. Anyway, all aboard the Hindenburg, looking nice and toasty up there, guys." There's a reason Trump is trying to downplay the coronavirus fears. If the CDC is right about this outbreak, it might be Trump's fault.
Because in 2018, the Trump administration fired the government's entire pandemic response chain of command. Trump did not replace them. So currently, our pandemic response team is Ivanka and a bottle of Airborne.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.